On July 12, 2010, the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab killed 74 people in neighboring Uganda. The terrorist group Al-Shabaab is most active in Somalia, but has struck neighboring countries as well. Kampala, Uganda. One of the most common anti-terrorism tools in use, especially in the so-called post-9/11 period, is that of military force. Ever since US President George W. Bush declared a war on terrorism, we have seen armies and air forces deployed to target terrorist groups. After all, who else do you ask to fight a war? So since 9/11, how many military deployments have occurred tied specifically to counter terrorism? I'm not sure whether I have a complete list, but here goes. The US and NATO allies in Afghanistan. The US and a few allies in Iraq. Ethiopia in Somalia. The African Union in Somalia. France and Central African allies in the Sahel. Saudi Arabia and the UAE in Yemen. The Philippines military in the Philippines. Indian forces in Kashmir. I think you get the idea. The problem with this counter-terrorism method is that it raises as many issues as it purportedly resolves. Troops on the ground often overstay their welcome, mistakenly or not, kill innocent civilians, and provide terrorist groups with ample propaganda opportunities. As a result, terrorist organizations often target armies or civilians to get the nations behind the deployments to leave. Remember the Lebanese Hezbollah Marine barracks bombing back in 83? And sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't. On this day in 2010, the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab attacked several sports venues in the Ugandan capital of Kampala, killing 74 people and wounding another 70. Many had gathered to watch the World Cup football. It was the worst terrorist attack in East Africa since the US embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998, which brought Al-Qaeda into public consciousness for the first time. We thank the Mujahideen that carried out the attack, Sheikh Ali Mohammed Rage, Al-Shabaab's spokesman, told reporters in the Somali capital. We are sending a message to Uganda and Burundi. If they do not take out their Amazon troops from Somalia, blasts will continue and it will happen in Bujumbura, Burundi's capital, too. Quote from a victim. I looked up to the sky, but there were no lights. Then I turned around and saw people lying on the ground. Unquote. This was not the first and will not be the last time that terrorists plan attacks to force governments to withdraw their troops engaged in counterterrorism operations. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at borealissaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.